The longer this thing goes, the more I think it's not going to pass, just for the record. There is so much bad stuff in this bill that once Americans learn what's actually in it, they may not be, you know, what they've done is they've cherry-picked some of the really good things, like paid family leave. Oh, everybody would like to be able to take paid family leave, but who's going to pay for it? Somebody's going to pay for it somewhere along the way. Is it going to be the government? Is it going to be the taxpayers? Is it going to be people in business where costs are just shuffled off to somebody else? But somebody's going to pay for it. Somebody's going to pay for that paid family leave. Trust me on this one. And you know, all this talk about Medicare Advantage taking a hit as a part of balancing the budget. Is that really what you want to do to our seniors? I mean, don't they deserve better? It just seems as if we're willing to throw anybody under the bus to make the bill pass, get the final two or three votes. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Sam Peters joins us. So does Stavros Anthony. It's all straight ahead as we continue on this Friday edition on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin is over.
After 3.5 days of deliberation,
we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Rittenhouse sagged and collapsed as he was acquitted of all charges. Rittenhouse brought an AR-style semi-automatic rifle and a medical kit to a night of tumultuous protests over police violence in the summer of 2020. Rittenhouse argued self-defense in the shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum, saying he was attacked. Then, after being chased by bystanders, shot to death protester Anthony Huber, who hit him with a skateboard, and wounded demonstrator Gage Grosskreutz, who admitted pointing a gun of his own at Rittenhouse. Here's defense attorney Mark Richards.
It's nice to know that when individuals take a stand to defend themselves, that the jury system in this country will recognize their right of self-defense.
Some Americans hailed him as a hero who exercised his Second Amendment gun rights and tried to put a stop to lawlessness in Kenosha that night, while others condemned him as a vigilante. Courtroom audio courtesy Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at townhall.com, scientists are mystified and wary as Africa avoids a COVID disaster.
When the coronavirus first emerged last year, many feared the pandemic would sweep across Africa, killing millions. Although it's still unclear what COVID-19's ultimate toll will be, that catastrophic scenario has yet to materialise. Scientists emphasise that obtaining accurate COVID-19 data, particularly in African countries with patchy surveillance, is extremely difficult, and warn that declining coronavirus trends could easily be reversed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spanish authorities trying to locate a group of Dutch tourists who left a hotel where they were quarantined after testing positive for the virus 7 of the 9 who just vanished. Police are searching for them in airports in the region and are now on full alert. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, never mind. That's the decision of the Clark County School Board as they decided not to terminate the contracts of School Superintendent Jesus Jara. The 4-3 vote reverses a split decision made on October 28th when the board voted to end Jara's tenure for quote-unquote convenience, meaning they did not have to give a reason for that firing. Well, back in May, the panel voted to extend Jara's contract through January of 2023. So now the question is, does Jara want the job back? He was scheduled to leave the post on December 1st, and he did not attend last night's school board meeting. Well, it's good to be state football champs again. Bishop Gorman scored touchdowns on all 7 of its possessions and added a defensive touchdown to Trout's Reno's McQueen High 56-7 in the Class 5A state championship at Allegiant Stadium. It's been 3 years since Bishop Gorman was crowned the state champ after 10 straight years of being the winners from 09 to 2018. And, of course, the Golden Knights got past the Red Wings last night 5-2 at T-Mobile.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, surveying is taking place today on area freeways on the 15, the 515, and US 95. I saw them just a few minutes ago on the 215. So do be alert for vehicles, equipment, and workers at a slow pace because of that surveying.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour of Live and Local. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. We got a big hour planned. Sam Peters is going to join us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He's also the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's a U.S. Air Force major and a Brown Star recipient. Also, Stavros Anthony will join us a little bit later on, a Las Vegas City Councilman and a GOP candidate for Lieutenant Governor. But joining us right now, and he always comes with a gift. He always comes to the show with a gift. That's called an insurance pop quiz. He is Sam Peters, and he joins us, the owner of Peters Family Insurance. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm well, Kevin Wall. How are you, sir?
I am great. How is life on the campaign trail? You are spending a lot of time out on the road.
Well, we're spending a lot of time campaigning, that's for sure. A lot of the campaigning this time has been a lot of phone calls, a lot of time on the phone in the office, you know, just dialing and asking for support and getting people behind us. It's been going incredibly well. We've been waiting specifically on the traveling and going out to the nether regions of the district. Most people know this is a very big district in District 4. We've been waiting for the lines to be redrawn, so we make sure we're campaigning in the right spots. And so things are going to go mobile very quickly here.
What happened in CD4 then, relative to, as long as you brought up redistricting, we'll go right to it. What is going on in CD4, and how is it going to impact your race?
Yeah, so the lines have been redrawn, and it will there's analysis going on right now. It's just, the governor signed it into law just a couple days ago. So the analysis on, as far as the number of Democrats versus Republicans and the independents and nonpartisans, et cetera. All that's going to hash itself out. But geographically, we dropped the line, the southern border of our district in the center of the city dropped down to, Sahara, Rainbow to the 15. So we picked up that little square area. And then on the east side, it dropped down a little bit onto below Lake Mead Boulevard down to... I think it's Owen over on that side. I'll take another look at it. But, it's dropped down. We picked up some more blocks over on that side. We lost, unfortunately, the North Summerlin area, which was, it's an area where my business is. So that hurts a little bit. Those folks know who I am. So that's gone into CD3. And then we lost Yerington up in Lyon County on the north west corner of the district. We did retain a little bit of Lyon County, but we lost Yerington, which is a population center of that portion of that we did have. And then we lost all of White Pine County, which hurts my heart because I enjoyed very much going up to see our friend Wyatt Cox and then the fine folks up in White Pine County. But they're going to be in the good hands of Mark Amade in CD2 from now on. So
in a general election, though, how is this going to impact? Is it going to make it more challenging for you or less challenging?
Well, the Democrats' goal is to make it more challenging for us, right? So the reality of it is, and did we pick up some areas that may be a little more Democrat than otherwise? Sure. I lost White Pine County is much more conservative rural area, much more conservative votes up there. So I lost about 4,000 votes there. I probably lost 1,000 votes or so out of Yerington. So we dropped down into these more populated areas. We got to make those up. So the redistricting, everybody knows we had no control over it whatsoever. We conservative Republicans in the state house, it was all done by the Democrats. They had full control on it. The reality is, we have to go into these areas. We knew this in the last election. We know it's the truth now. Whether it's a Hispanic population area, whether it's a black community, conservatives like myself, we need to be comfortable going into those areas. And for a guy like myself who spent 20 years in the military working with every ethnic background out there and in many parts of the world that are very, very, very diverse and different than the United States, I have no problem going into those areas and talking to people about the truth and conservative values and what our country holds and what it should be, and doing my very best to earn their votes. So it doesn't change my persistence on winning this race. It doesn't change my belief in any way, shape, or form that we can win this. We're just going to have to continue to work hard, and that's the reality of it. It's not a question of do you have to work harder. It's just a matter of continuing to work hard, because we've been working hard the whole way.
I want to ask you, because in the aftermath of the governor signing this into law, you had Hispanic groups that didn't like it, African-American groups that didn't like it, Republicans didn't like it, and yet it passed on a party line vote. Other places around the country, you're seeing court challenges to maps. Are we going to have a court challenge here in Nevada?
I've heard a couple of rumors that it will, that there's going to be some challenges to it. I've heard that there's a Hispanic group out there, possibly La Familia, that might challenge it if they haven't already. We're going to see how it all shakes out. My anticipation, much like the challenges of the 2020 election that unfortunately in Nevada went unheard, I think this is going to go forward, and we're going to have to make the absolute effort to make it work. I mean, this is with all of the things that are happening in our government, federal, state, and otherwise, the sentiment towards the Democrat Party is, we know it's at an all-time low, and we have to take advantage of it, and we have to get in. This is actually, I have to look on the bright side of this. There's a silver lining and everything, and I have to see the silver lining is in that this is going to get conservatives into areas they've potentially not been in force. And it's going to really make a big difference, because there's so much lying going on from the Democrat Party that they need to be held accountable to. And the only way you can hold the Democrats accountable to it is going to these communities and making sure that the folks there, the people who usually only hear the Democrat side, hear the truth from conservatives.
Want to ask you about breaking news. The verdicts are in Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and it's not guilty on all charges. Were you surprised by Biden's response?
Not really. I mean, this is a president. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard I'm going to change the topic just for a second, Kevin, but I don't know if you saw this morning, President Biden went in for a colonoscopy. Did you hear the results on this?
No.
The doctor confirmed. He's full of crap. Anyway, I digress.
Oh, God.
So, his response, a couple weeks ago, he called him a white supremacist. What's the president? So, first of all, the president should in no way, shape, or form be commenting on these cases while they're still in adjudication and going through the judicial process, first of all. He's the chief executive for the country, and he's commenting on a case that's in front of a jury. It's absolutely pathetic that he would have any comment on it until after the fact. Now, so what does he have to do at this point but to, backtrack and say, well, we have to, he said a little bit ago, we have to listen to the jury, we have a jury system, and we have to abide by it. He's right. He is absolutely right in that. But the fact of the matter is he should have never had any comment until after the jury had made their decision. So, and congratulations to Kyle Rittenhouse, and frankly, congratulations to America, because in America, it is still legal to defend yourself. And that's really what was on trial in the last few weeks.
Well, and that to me is the biggest takeaway of all of this. Obviously, it's very important to Kyle Rittenhouse, but more than that, man, for the larger issue of is self-defense still legal? And apparently, according to a jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin, it is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It absolutely is. And, there was a lot of discussion. There's been a lot of discussion over the last week or so, and certainly when the jury took this case 4 days ago. The jury's going to be followed, and they were. There's threats to the judge. There's threats to the juror families, all of these things. And the jurors are, they're taking so long. And there was, again, this is conjecture that's being heard across, different platforms. The jury's taking so long because, they're not sure if they want to find him guilty to protect themselves, and all of this conjecture. And I'm so glad I'm glad for Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm glad for the fact that, you know, it's safe to defend yourself, and it's still legal to defend yourself. But I'm so glad that there's no possibility for the for anybody to say, well, the jury only found him guilty or this and that because they were afraid for their lives. Because if that type of scenario would have unfolded, it could absolutely be the end of our judicial system. So, all in all, this entire process, the result is the right one, obviously, for so many reasons. It's just a matter at this point who's going to be held accountable. The events that unfolded in Kenosha that drove us to this case, how many of the people that that attacked our young man Rittenhouse, how many of those people are being held accountable the way Rittenhouse was?
Good point. More coming up with Sam Peters. And the moment you've all been waiting for, his insurance pop quiz. I always love this. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. And others are just lead generators who will just bombard you with calls, texts, and emails. Just be careful and do your research.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, with some very sound advice about online loan scams. We have over 50 local and licensed locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help while keeping your information safe. Stop by or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com for all the details.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. and that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Sam Peters on the show. He's the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's also a U.S. Air Force major and a Bronze Star recipient. That's a lot to put on a business card, but he does somehow, some way. But the one thing people always love is when you come on, you bring an insurance pop quiz. What do you have for us this week?
Here's an easy one. I know you always give me some grief because you think I'm trying to stump you, and I'm not.
I just
want to give these things out there to you. So I'm going to give you a yes and a yes or no. Very, very easy yes or no question, sort of. So you're walking down the street. There's an auto accident. Two cars collide off to the, a couple lanes into the road, off to the side of the sidewalk. Debris leaves the cars that just collided and hits you on the sidewalk, causing injury. Does auto insurance cover your injuries?
The debris came from an automobile, so I would have to say yes.
See, Kevin, you are all over this.
Am I picking up on this or what?
You're picking up on it, but let me ask you, I'll just throw a little curve in there.
So
you can hit curveball. What if neither of those two vehicles had car insurance?
Can I get another question instead?
Here's the reality on that one. If those two cars did not have car insurance,
yep,
your own car insurance would cover you if you had medical payments coverage. Because medical payments coverage covers, regardless of fault, if it was caused by an automobile. And in this case, it was. So the answer there is still yes. It's a little known fact on auto insurance that medical payments coverage is a non-fault, and it will cover you whether you are in, on, near, or otherwise affected by an automobile.
And is that a fairly standard coverage?
It is, and that's what I was going to say. Obviously, check with your insurance agents, check with your particular policies by the particular company. But yes, it is pretty standard medical payments like that in Nevada. In other states, it's called personal injury protection or PIP, those type of things. But it's generally a pretty standard coverage. Your auto policies in most places comes with a minimal amount of it, and then you can increase limits as needed. So to say all of that, contact my folks at Peters Family Insurance, 870-4000, and they can walk you through what that looks like for you and your family.
Give that phone number one more time.
702-870-4000, 870-4000.
There you go. I've got to ask you because it's major news around the country, and that is the Build Back Better or Build Back Broke bill, as I like to call it, that passed the House. It's now going to go to the Senate. If you had been in the House, I am assuming you would have voted no on that particular bill.
100%, I would have voted no against it. I would have also voted no on the transportation bill from last week. 10% of that transportation bill actually goes to roads and bridges. And if you recall, that's how it was sold. Our infrastructure is in horrible condition. Roads and bridges need to be rebuilt, and I'm not contesting that in certain areas for sure. But 10% of $1.2 trillion going to that is a travesty. And the fact of the matter is, if you dig through that thing, you can come up with big numbers. Maybe half of it where it's going, and then the other half, half a trillion dollars is in little pet projects here and there, which is a travesty. So I would have voted no on that one. I would have certainly voted no on the 1.8 that we saw pass the House last night or this morning. It's another incredibly bad piece of legislation, and these Democrats that are leading this just like the Democrats in Carson City. They smell blood in the water.